Hispanic families are among the least prepared for a financial emergency, with 27% having less than 1 month of expenses saved, and only 21% of Latinx families having set aside enough money to cover more than 6 months of expenses. Today on the Leo podcast, I'll be covering not only why it's important to have a savings plan, but also some tips and a quick financial plan that I came up with so you can start saving towards an emergency fund or your future goals. I'm Kevin Munoz. This is the Leo podcast, and today is Monday, October 19th. So I'm pretty excited for this episode, not only because I'm a finance guy and I'm always looking for ways to save money, but also because I get to share the importance of setting aside money with all of you. And stick around to the end if you want to hear some fun facts that I came across. Having savings is super important for your future goals, but also it's important because in life we can't predict what tomorrow brings us. But what we can do is financially be prepared for it. Because the last thing you need during an emergency is having to stress over money. The unexpected is always bound to happen, whether it's unexpected bills or some sort of emergency. So having any amount of money saved will help you stress less about where you're going to come up with that money for that unexpected bill. I want to concentrate on emergencies specifically, like having an emergency fund specifically, which includes things like your car breaking down, or someone in your family has a medical crisis, whatever it might be. Having a financial cushion, it can help you weather that storm without endangering your long-term financial health. Us immigrants have even more the reason to build up an emergency fund for things like an immigration lawyer, which is really important whether you plan to hire one to start the process towards citizenship, or God forbid that your family or you ever face immigration problems in the future. It's important to know that you have someone in your corner that knows the legal system and that can help you. There are very few nonprofits that provide you with a free legal presentation, which means that only immigrants with thousands of dollars readily available are able to hire a lawyer to represent them. Some even say that the immigrant code is more complicated than that of the tax code. This is why I can't stress enough how important it is to have an emergency fund dedicated to a lawyer that knows his way around immigration law. These lawyers are, in my opinion, crucial because they help you double check your documents and make sure that everything is safe and ready to go. Believe me, I know that the consequences of an error are high when it comes to us immigrants, which is why I can't stress enough how important it is to cover all of our bases. Another example would be renewing a green card and really just any other legal fees that comes with an application, because everything in the immigration system that we have to apply for, we have to pay some sort of fee, which is ridiculous because over the years, these fees also seem to be going up more and more. Every time I renew my DACA application, I have to pay like $1,000 for renewal, which includes legal fees in there. But becoming a citizen is not cheap. This is just what a lot of people don't understand. The amount of money and time is thousands of dollars and a lot of time. We're talking like years. So it's extremely important to save money and have it aside for application renewals and any legal fees that come about, because the financial expenses are overwhelming. A great way to start saving money is opening up a savings account. And you might have heard me mention it before on the banking episode, but it's really a great way to start because it brings stability, growth, and safety so that you can preserve what you have in that account and make it grow, because the money in your savings account, it actually earns you interest. You can set up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings account, and savings accounts usually offer very low interest rates, but the growth is safe, so many other investment options run the risk of losing your money or not having any growth. And as I've mentioned before, it's also a safe space to have it rather than just have it like under a mattress or something. I don't even know if people still do that. So like I said, a great way to start is opening up a savings account, and you can pick a percentage of income to save. I know a lot of experts always recommend having 6 months of living expenses in an account as an emergency fund. And the common tip is like 20% of your income should go towards your savings account. But personally, I always say any percentage is always better than none. So you can always start with as little as like 1% and just work your way up to 20% or whatever your goal might be. When I enrolled in DACA and learned that all the fees I had to start paying, I immediately knew that I'd be screwed if I didn't put money aside towards legal fees and such. I was working at Thomas Sweets during this time, which is an ice cream shop in Princeton, New Jersey. And I was making okay money, but I had a lot of expenses, like with college books, gas, car payments, food, bills. I knew it was going to be tough to just have $1,000 on hand that was going to go specifically towards the renewal of my DACA application. But I managed to come up with it every time because after cutting back on some of the things and sorting out some of my expenses, I was able to set aside like $100 every time from my paycheck towards my savings so that I could have that money for legal fees and whatnot whenever it was time to renew my application again. If you are going to open up a savings account, just make sure that the savings account you open has low or no fees and it has a high interest rate. And I know normally we're all like, low interest rates are great for us, but a high interest rate is great for the lender, which is going to be you when you have your money in your savings account. And what I mean by that is that because you have a higher interest rate, you can earn more on your money, and this way you can meet your savings goal faster. But you should watch out for minimum balance requirements and restrictions on withdrawals. So it's important to shop around. And now I have a quick savings plan that I came up with for everyone listening with three simple steps. So first, you have to ask yourself what your goal is and what you're saving for. Are you saving towards a house? Are you saving towards a new car? Or as I mentioned before, are you saving for an emergency fund? It's important to have your goal in mind because that's how you come up with your plan and really visualize it. The second thing is going to be to take an inventory of your monthly expenses. And you can do this by writing down how much you spend on everything each month. I mean everything. Write down every single thing from rent and things you buy for the house to car payments, gas, and coffees you buy every morning. If you already have a bank account, you can download your statements from their website. And you can see a report that shows what you've spent your money on. I know a lot of banks even categorize it by showing you a pie chart if you've been spending the majority of your money eating out or on car expenses, etc. It shows it on there. It's really good. You should really check if your bank does this, or maybe this is a good reason why you should get a bank account if you don't already have one. Third, understanding where your money's going towards is huge. Once you have a rough understanding of how much you spend monthly, the next thing is writing down how much money you're bringing in from your check each month. So just subtract your expenses from your monthly income, and that's how you can figure out how much you can set aside towards your savings account or emergency fund. By doing this, you can see what your money is actually going towards, and you can adjust your expenses accordingly. For example, maybe you find that you're spending a lot on fast food throughout the day. You could instead bring snacks with you to avoid spending so much on fast food. I know I'm even guilty of sometimes I'm driving around doing some kind of errand and I'm like, hey, maybe I'm going to stop by McDonald's to pick up some fries or something. But by bringing a snack, you can probably help yourself from doing that. Or even before going shopping or making an online purchase, you could first check to see if you can find any coupons or rebates or discounts. I recommend coupons.com, other websites too. I know there's plugins for your browser. Like, you might hear a lot about Honey from like YouTubers that promote their videos. You can even get them in mail though, like the coupons, or sometimes you can even simply ask someone working in a store if there are any coupons or current promotions available. You'd be surprised that a lot of the times they do have coupons for you if you just ask them. I drive my mom to work basically every morning, and we always pass by Dunkin' Donuts to grab a coffee. Well, my dad is aware of this, and he found some coupons in a mail, and he cut them out for us, and this ended up saving us $2 every time. So by being on the lookout for coupons, it can save you tons of money that can instead go towards your savings. We Hispanics face many challenges in both short and long-term savings, but I can't stress enough how important it is to be financially prepared for the unexpected, and that just goes for anyone. We can't control the unexpected, but we can be prepared for it if it does happen. We work hard, and our families work hard, and some even work multiple jobs, living paycheck to paycheck. However, we have to take the time to sit down and ask ourselves what would happen if you got sick or injured or you aren't able to work anymore. Where would you get the money for food, clothing, utilities, or even mortgages? Latinx families have the lowest household income among all market segments that are surveyed, with the average credit card debt being $9,650 and the average student loan debt being $32,650. Not living paycheck to paycheck is part of the American dream. This is why I'm very adamant about Hispanic families taking the steps to secure their financial future and dreams. The earlier you start, the more thankful that you're going to be. So open that savings account that might be designated for your emergency fund and add to it every paycheck. Set up those automatic deposits so that it's mindless. And most importantly, start with what you can and build up from there. And now some fun facts that I found. So did you know that currently the United States is facing a coin shortage? I know, right? Never thought I'd see the day. But this is actually because of coronavirus. Since businesses had to close, the circulation of coins dropped significantly, and the U.S. Mint, which manufactures the nation's coin supply, also decreased their staffing in response to the pandemic. So now as businesses reopen, the demand for coins has exceeded the available supply. Fun fact number two, when spinning a penny, the chances of landing on tails is actually 80%. Spinning a coin is often believed to be a 50-50. But when it comes to the penny, the side with the Lincoln's head is actually a bit heavier than the flip side. So the coin's center of mass ends up lying more towards the head. And flipping a coin is actually not 50-50, but it's actually 51-49. That's biased towards the side that was initially facing up. So now after reading that fact, I'm going to start using a penny whenever making any bets with my friends. And fact number three, the United States paper money is actually not paper. According to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, the United States paper currency is actually made up of 75% cotton and 25% linen. In Ben Franklin's day, people repaired torn bills with a needle and thread, but I personally prefer clear tape. So you have it. Let me know your thoughts on these fun facts through my Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook page at LatinAmericaNeo. Or if you have any fun facts that you want to share, let me know. A few key takeaways for today's episode. Saving money for the future is important to achieve some financial security. Savings accounts can help you because of the interest you earn on your money. Just make sure that you shop around for a good interest rate so that you can achieve your goal faster. Automatic transfers from your checkings to savings account is a good way to build up your savings account without having to even think about it. Emergency funds are crucial, especially for us immigrants who might have to pay out of pocket for the majority of things. Come up with your own personalized savings plans that will work for you and your goals. If you want to support me and the podcast, just follow my Instagram and any of my socials at LatinAmericaNeo. And as usual, if you have any questions or want to know more in detail about what was covered on today's episode, you could find more info in my blog posts on my website, LatinAmericaNeo.org. That's LatinAmericaNeo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This is the Leo Podcast. And thank you for joining me today. I'll see you next time.